Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and hello. Welcome to another edition of A Different Identity. The show is being brought to you by our good friends and media partners at May We Help You Radio. My name is Lawrence Jackson, and I'm being joined by my controversial counterpart, author Pamela Mintz. Listen, folks, each week we share insight, we share perspective, but most of all, we share our experiences. And we do it because we want to show you the value of doing things differently. We believe that when you know better, you will do better. And better is exactly what we want you to be. Better in what you see, better in what you believe, and your better starts today. So once again, it is time to talk about it on this edition of A Different Identity. Pamela.
Yes. Another Thursday is upon us. But you know what the wonderful thing about it is at this point so far? We have had no technical difficulties. I'm scared. This is the first time in weeks that we have started without any problems. So, thank you, Jesus. On that note, let me give you some announcements.
It's going to be a good show.
Well, no, it might be the show that you get told out. You ain't got that in a long time. Let's see what happens. But anyway, we want to remind you that we have a very active Facebook page. It is entitled A Different Identity Radio Talk Show. We invite you and yours to send us a member request today. We have great conversation there. We talk about everything from sex to relationships to children, any and everything you can find on that page. So if you're looking for a little advice, if you're looking for a little entertainment, you know, sometimes when you're at work, you just don't want to do your work anymore, so you want to look at something entertaining, we got that entertainment for you. So send us a member request today, again, on Facebook at A Different Identity Radio Talk Show. Also, we encourage you to send us your feedback. We thrive off feedback. That's how we make the show better. So we invite you to send us an email at adifferentidentity@gmail.com. And also, we welcome your tips, your comments, your scenarios, your questions, your comments. We welcome it all. So feel free, send us a request today or an email. And with that being said, let's jump into it because I'm kind of nervous that we have no technical difficulties, so I'm anxious. Let's get started.
You're too funny. So, you know, again, as Pam indicated, thank each and every one of you for joining us each and every Thursday from 8 to 9. We certainly appreciate each one of you for taking time from your busy schedule to join us. But, Pam, I'm going to start off the show, but I'm annoyed in a way, and I need you to help give me a better understanding of something that I heard, okay? So,
okay.
You know, my wife sends me this video, and she says, I want you to check it out. I think it will be something good for your show. And so I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. And so I listen to it, and there's DeAndre Whitfield, who's an actor, and, you know, he goes in talking about the difference between a grown male and a grown man. And so he's going through his, you know, spiel, and he's talking about different things. And so while the interview was good, just the part I need you to help me with, while the interview was good, he touched and he talked about the principles of manhood. He talked about what behaviors are okay. He talked about why do you do that. And so I guess the part that got me and the part that kind of got me leaning in a direction is there were these women, and, you know, they were basically expressing, oh, my gosh, preach, all you telling, all you doing this, all you doing that. And so my question to you is it only the man? These women come on these TV shows. And again, and you know,
as we shape this conversation, let me add this. It's like there's a male, you said a male and a man, there's a female and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, but keep going.
So, I guess on these shows, like, men don't have platforms like this. And so I get it. There's The View. There's all of these different. There's Wendy Williams. There's all of these shows that women have, and they always seem to express the issues with a man not measuring up, not knowing how to be. And he made a comment. He said, "A man will show you who he is based on what he does." I agree. He said that. Knowing how to cook doesn't make you a chef. I agree. But do those same things apply to women? Like, why does it always appear? And maybe it's just me and my feelings. I don't know. Why does it always appear like it's the man's fault? I am in my feelings, and I apologize.
Yeah, you're in your feelings. You're in your feelings, as usual. Let me say this to what you're saying. So, yes. There has always been a big ownership placed on the men or the males when it comes to relationships. And granted, women do, especially nowadays, do some of the things that men do, but it's only until recent. Men have always had this reputation of being no good. So, yes, you might be in your feelings, but unfortunately, you all have had this bad rap for a long time, and there are few and far between. Sorry, it is. It's few and far between men that equate to be good. You all need to have a family meeting of all the men in the world, and you all need to sit down and talk about your foolishness, because a few bad apples have spoiled the bunch. Sorry, that's the way of the world, the lay of the land.
Okay, so let me ask this question, and I get it. You know, I understand your points. I get it, but you positioned it like we haven't evolved, and I guess that's
Most of you haven't.
How do you know?
Because the women of the world, you all might not be having, guess what? You all might not be having family meetings, but we are. We're having family meetings and we're comparing notes. And the consensus says that the good ones are far and in between. So, yes, I can make that statement based on you all don't sit down and talk about your issues, but as women, we do. We congregate together and talk about certain things. And one of those main subjects is men.
And I get it. But here's my question, and I've asked you this question before, and I'm sure you've said it to me before. When you have these meetings, when you have these family meetings with your fellow sisters, do you talk about your contribution to why he is? You can fill in the blank from there.
Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes
see,
we do.
You say it hesitantly.
But guess what? Because it doesn't really matter what we did. Most of the time, it don't matter how good or great you are. There has always been somebody who went against the grain and messed us up in the head. So now we don't try to, you know, just like you all go through changes. You know, I'm gonna put this out there, ladies. I'm sorry. But just like when you all do messed up stuff and messed our heads up, women will seek revenge and do the same type of things to a man. Which is why I'm not saying that it's right, That's why some good men have turned, because there have been good women who turned bad and decided to take it out on that one who decided to be good. But y'all do some stuff to us that really mess us up. Sorry.
And I understand that to a degree. And so let me just say this. You know, he mentioned a part of Arrested Development, and I get it. And so what he basically said during this interview, he said that trauma has taken place. Whatever trauma that is, whether it's family related, whether it's relationship related, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say relationship related. You get in a bad relationship or whatever. And so what he said or what was said during the interview was, at the point that trauma takes place, that's where the person stops growing. And so I get that part, or I get that portion. But here's the other part, is that just like you said, women seek this revenge. Women seek this thing to get back. And it's not necessarily to the person that did it to them, but the next person has to suffer, now causing him to be in this particular place. And I'm not saying this for every woman. I'm just saying it for the sake of the conversation or the sake of the point, is traumatic situations happen on both sides, not just to females, but they happen to males as well. And so now we blame him for this perpetual thing that is now created, or this perpetual tension that is created between a male and a female, when now nobody's open. Right, they're closed on both sides, but they're trying it. It's almost like trying on something to see if it fits, to see if you like it, to see if it fits your body type, to see if it's the right color. But then if you don't like it, you just put it back. Put it back and it's broken, or you put it on and it's too tight and you rip it. Right, and then
but
you just
know
put
what?
It back on
but
the
shelf.
But you
know what? I think relationships have gotten to that point. Relationships have gotten to that point. Unfortunate, but it's true.
But it's just not the man, though.
I agree.
See, you get quiet right there. You get quiet right there, which makes me like, okay, like.
Well, y'all do things to us to mess us up. So I really don't.
And you think
we're
the only ones who do stuff?
You do the majority. You do the majority, and because I'm a bash you tonight, and I'm not playing with men tonight, and you too. I want some women to join me in my plight tonight, because as women, we have gone through some things that men don't want to face the facts that it's because of them that we did. If they would have had a family meeting like we do on a regular basis, and talk about their issues, and deal with the brothers in the family that's not acting right, you know how when the little brother do things to get the big brother in trouble and all of y'all get a beating, that's where we at.
And I get that, but here's the deal. Like, I'm not going to another guy saying, yo, I messed up. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. So I'm trying to figure out, and you know, maybe we do need some assistance. Maybe we do need somebody to come on and give some tips, or some, you know, whatever it is. But I just feel like it's always the male that gets bashed.
Well, and I think y'all deserve it most of the time. I don't have no mercy for you, sir. I really don't. I really don't.
So messed up. That is so messed up. Well, I mean, make an appeal. Let's see if somebody comes on. If they don't come on, we'll move on. But, you know, I'm interested in hearing somebody.
I welcome brothers and sisters. We want some men and some women to call in and give some viewpoints, because we want to bring some framework to this conversation, because men always, and that's one thing you'll find in the group as well, the men get so bent when they get bashed. OMG. They go through so many changes. Is this male bashing day? Oh, here we go again. It's another male bashing post. They go through changes, but they don't realize that their counterparts, their brothers in the fight, have done this to women the women, some women, and I'm not going to say all, have some strong opinions about how women are treated. And I don't think that it is anything wrong with expressing how you feel. So we want some brothers and sisters that's in the fight to get a relationship to call in and share with us about what you think about the fact that men feel like they're being bashed all the time. Do you think that it's fair? Do you think that it's equal? Do you think that women should get bashed as much as or included in that bashing? So press, if you're on the line, press that 1, because I understand that the system doesn't tell you that anymore. Press that number 1, and our sound engineer will introduce us to you and you to us, and we'll bring you live on air because we would love to hear what you have to say.
Exactly. And again, like I said, maybe I might be in my feelings, but I think I have a right to be. Because it's like every platform that they have for these women, it always seems like the major part of the issue is the guy. And I don't see it. I don't see it that it's that all the time. Nothing.
You're welcome to your opinion. I mean, again, there are some men that are good, but you all are far and in between, sorry.
All right, well, I don't hear nobody calling. Should we give another minute to see if somebody's gonna step in and say something and contribute to tonight?
Maybe a little tight. Maybe I'll make somebody mad enough with the stuff I say that they'll press that number 1. But I'm a whole strong to it too. But you know, it is a thing of men have to be very mindful, and I'm speaking a word to the wise to the men, because that's what I'm gonna talk to you tonight. That you ought to be mindful of how you treat women. You know, it's a meme I just read not too long ago on Facebook, and it says, just be straight, upfront, and honest. If all you want is sex, say it. Say, girl, all I want to do is knock you down. She might appreciate it, and you might get it based on just being honest. Because when you play like you're interested in a relationship, when really all you want is her body, and then she's thinking one thing, and all you want is another, angry, and now you add it to the male bashing list. But if all you want is a body, and you're not interested in who she is for a person, then say that. Give her the opportunity to say yes, no, or maybe so.
But here's the thing.
She might say coffee tea on me. Coffee
right.
tea me?
And I get it, but. You know, again, I'm going to play the advocate here just a little bit and say this. You contributed to that. You contributed to how he sees you and what he might want from you. You contributed to
that. Oh, the devil. Oh, you crazy. You messing up. How you going to say we contribute? If we dress, you know, like for example, I'm going to give you an example. If a woman puts on a pair of leggings and a T-shirt, okay, leggings and a T-shirt, and she has a nicely defined body. She got a nice little booty, small little waist, and she got some nice plump breasts. That's not her fault that when she puts on clothes, she looks nice in them. And just because a man looked at her as a piece of candy that day, is it her fault that because she put on leggings and a T-shirt, she's not walking out dressed seductively? She just put on leggings and a T-shirt to run to the grocery. That means you're not interested in getting to know her. You're just getting interested in getting in her body. Just say that. Say, girl, you fine as I don't know what. Can I holler at that? And when you talk to her, tell her that you're interested in. Don't tell her that I'm looking for a relationship, shorty. I'm trying to, you know, get my life together.
Who talks like that?
I'm just saying, I'm putting it in layman's terms. It may not go that way. Most of them are a lot more fly than that. You know, they talk the good game, and that's where the problem comes in. They talk like they so grand, like they so wonderful, and they looking for this type of relationship. They haven't been able to find it. They just been running into these knucklehead type women. I'm just breaking it down into real talk terms. No, the Lord Slick Fly one said, a lot more clearer than that. But we have somebody, and it looks like it's Trina. Trina, welcome to A Different Identity.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, girl.
Good evening.
I've been
well. I hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice, too, especially since everything you're saying is correct.
I knew it was coming.
Come on with it, Trina. Tell them how it's done, girl.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Pam, and I really don't understand why men don't say what they want. I mean, I do believe there is somebody out there that wants exactly what they want, even if that's no standards. There's somebody out there to match that. What I'm realizing is that for some reason, a lot of men will put on this facade. You'll tell them up front from the beginning, you know, what you're interested in, and you're willing to go through the process just to see if that will take place with that person, if you'll get that connection. They'll tell you, yeah, they're interested in the same thing, and it just seems to me that they're really not, because when time goes on and nothing changes, then it's like they seem to be backing out or retreating instead of being progressive. And when you have the whole revisitation again, are we on the same page? They'll tell you the same thing. Yeah, we're on the same page, but it doesn't line up with their actions. And there are people, women and men, but I'm talking about the good old women right now, that are very consistent, very consistent in their behavior. If you're looking for something, if a man's been hurt and broken and looking for something, he done look under every rug and rock and haven't seen anything other than what she showed him from the beginning, and they still are saying one thing and doing something different. So it looks like it's all game. It does. And I don't think every woman put themselves in that situation. I mean, some are playing games, so they get played back, but that's not the case for everybody.
Okay, so and I hear your points, and I think that they all are very, very valid. I guess the struggle that I have with that part of the conversation is, now that we have a conversation like this, right, you have women who now say, yeah, all he's trying to do is run games. And so now, in their mind, they think that everybody's trying to run game. So they don't want to hear it. If you say something, they're already discounting it or dismissing it because they only think that you're interested in one thing, which I think for a good guy who is progressive, right, or a guy who's had a traumatic situation who is now trying to recover, it doesn't help him to recover if the only thing that you think is that he's running game or that he only wants your body.
Okay.
But the thing with that is when the right one comes along, okay, I believe, and I'm going to speak to this from experience, I believe that when the right one comes along, you both are ready. So it won't feel like he's running game. It's just, Lars, you're not a man. We're women, and we know when these men are talking this mess, and it's a game, because men do not just talk. And the men that do all that talking, but they fail to be accountable or come through on their word, prove it, and it makes women angry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And they call it male. They call it male bashing, and maybe that does sound negative, but the truth of the matter is they prove us right every single time. Some men laugh about this thing called women intuition. It is really the God honest truth. And it doesn't take long for us to just tap into it. It's not like a woman is really sitting there hoping that you prove her right. She wants you to prove her wrong. She really wants you to be so consistent with your behavior and say what you mean and mean what you say that, wow, finally, I bumped into somebody that's really about something. But it becomes frustrating when you keep being proved that you're right. It's almost like inevitable, and maybe not for everybody, but I'm just saying it's a circus out there now, and it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
And we're not talking about kids. We're talking about 40s and 50-year-old people.
Right.
Like just wasting people's time, you know, and then the minute somebody goes off or snaps, then they were crazy. No, you drove them too crazy. And it doesn't have
exactly.
to be that way. But
you
I have a question
crazy
for Lauren.
And parked on the street, and I showed you where I live.
Right. And I have a question for Lawrence, if I can ask.
Go ahead.
Please.
Lawrence, you said something about if you messed up, you wouldn't go to another man and say, hey, man, I messed up. And I wanted to know why, because I thought that every man should have at least one man that they respect, that they can go to, that will be real with them.
Mm-hmm. So let me clarify. I'm not saying that I personally wouldn't, but I'm saying I don't know many men who would. And so they would just possibly position it in a way to say, I messed up. Right? Or they might just say, she's tripping.
Okay?
Or she's acting like, you know, let you fill in the blanks. And so when you have that conversation, it's like, man, she tripping. She just, you know, she crazy. She this, she that. And they don't go into detail. So do I say, hey, man, what happened? Well, you know,
yeah.
Because... But then what?
I mean, if that's your brother and your friend and you say what happened, I mean, yeah, the ball is in his court. It's up to him to disclose that he done proved her right. But I think that's what should happen. I think you should ask. And he should explain the situation. They say that old fools were young fools. So I think if some of these brothers get some real brothers in their lives that they can be real and transparent with, they can help them see that there's a time to play around and all this and that and be a jokester, but then there's a time to grow up and be a man. Because while these grown boys are sitting up here playing
mm-hmm.
games with people's hearts and feelings, their behavior is impacting relationships, is impacting how, if they have children, what they're seeing. It's impacting households. It's impacting communities. It's not a game. So it's like if you really want something wholesome and decent and you really ready to be locked in, then do that. And if that's not the life for you, then say that up front and don't mess up these good people out here. That's all I feel.
I get it. And I get it, but I think on the flip side, you know, they're saying misery loves company. You're saying hurt people. So, like, I think that there needs to be a different kind of conversation. I think that there needs to be a different type of interpretation. And so now let's not focus so much, and this is going to come out, I don't know how it's going to come out, but it's probably going to come out in a way that a lot of people might not understand. But I think that if you're a good person, we have to figure out a way to fix people.
Say that again.
That sounds, you have to figure out a way to kind of help people to fix.
No, you
them
don't.
To deal with the, why not? Because all it does is keep going.
No. First of all, we can't fix people. We can't fix
I said
people.
Help to.
That
I
is,
said help to.
No, even help to. People have to want to be fixed and changed.
What if they
mm-hmm.
don't know how
and
to?
Until they
do we
it.
Always take that for granted?
But guess what? People do know how to change if they want to. They do, because whenever anybody that has changed gets to the point of being ready, they change. We all weren't the people that we are today, but it got to a point that we realized we couldn't stay the way we were. So, no, I disagree
okay.
with that. I disagree. We can't.
Okay.
We can't. We can offer assistance when they're ready and share with them what we did or our story of how we overcame, but we can't help to fix them. We can only offer them what we've done.
If what I've
and
been doing works. If what I've been doing has worked for me, then I don't see it as broken. I see it as you don't understand.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I'm going to let you talk, and then we need to go to a commercial. But let me just say this. Whenever you mention something like professional help or therapy or counseling, people automatically equate with being crazy. I'm not crazy. And so, and I'm not just talking about from a relationship standpoint. I'm talking about from a family standpoint. I'm talking about from a community standpoint. All of these things, like, we're all walking around with these things, these perceptions, these notions that never get fixed. But you're saying, Pam, that ain't my responsibility. Well, whose responsibility is it?
Well, first of all, I am a proponent to tell a person, you need to take advantage of your EHP because you're a little crazy. I'm a proponent to somebody that. So first of all, so you can't preach that to me. Because some people do need to sit down. That's why they need to lay on somebody's couch and get it out. Because your mind is leaving it. So you do need a little help beyond what I can tell you. So I'm a proponent of psychologists and psychiatrists. Trust and believe. So we're going to start with that. But some people, I think that we are, as a people, are getting away from, and I've noticed that people are getting away from that denial of talking to a psychologist. People are starting to utilize it, and I think that is a good thing. But I still don't agree with you that people need to be sick. I still think they have to want to change.
If that's the thing that they've done.
Quick.
Go ahead.
Listen,
and I'll go to a commercial. Go ahead.
Two quick things. The first thing is everybody knows when they're a little off kilter, whether that means I have trust issues or I have a tendency to get afraid and can't move a relationship forward and I'll self-sabotage, whatever. If that's you, you have no business telling a good woman you're ready for a relationship because you know that you need some issues worked out. So that's what they should be doing, and that's not what's happening. You have a lot of guys who are out here not all together well, and they're jumping in these women's lives because they like what they see or the idea of it, and they come up in there bringing all kind of confusion and all kind of baggage, and a lot of times with no desire to change. And Pam is right. You have to want it. The second thing is, Lawrence, I'm a clinician. I don't feel like all that when I get off work. You mean tell me I got 60 when I get home? When do I have a break? Like, I'm looking for you to pour into me. You know, I done emptied out to all these strange people out here, and nobody is here to fill my cup. Now, I'm not saying don't be supportive because I am a supportive woman, but it has to be reciprocated. I don't want to have a counseling session with my man every night. That's crazy.
Right.
All right. I need to take this commercial.
We're going to keep on going. But, Trina, I get it because, you know, it's one thing that, you know, every now and again that we sit down and we listen to our man about what's going on. We want to hear what's going on. But, again, you don't want to – before you even get into a relationship with this man, for him to be telling you certain things about yourself, and then he's judging you before you even clearly get in a relationship, and then he's trying to back out of it because now he realized this is not exactly what he wanted because of whatever, and now you got to try to fix yourself because you're dealing with this fool who should have said that garbage up front.
Right.
Another
thing I don't think Lawrence is considering is, here's the other thing. What about the women that do see, they say don't date potential, and that's true, but what about the women that see something in this man and they invest in them, they try to help with those areas that need to be improved, and then the man improves, gives her his tail to kiss, and go on to make the other person happy. What about that? Nobody's going to keep investing in these people that are not locked in.
Right.
And
we've been talking about dating. We've been talking about dating. I've dated you and invested in you, and then you went and gave the commitment to somebody else. Nobody's going to keep going through that.
And that's understandable, and I get it. Again, I'm playing the advocate here. I'm trying to figure out for the male species, how do they become better for you? And so I get making the investment. I get talking.
No. Let's back up. We ain't worried about whether they get better. We worried about the fact that they worried about them being bashed. They want to know. We gonna give them all the answers tonight about why they being bashed. We don't care about how you gonna get better, because we feel like you need to sit down and have a family meeting with your brothers, and you all tell each other what the problem is, because obviously you're not listening to us. Because the average male has had a female in his life growing up, and he should have learned how to treat a woman. He just decided not to somewhere along the line. So he needs to sit down with his brothers in the family and figure out what the problem is. So that's why you're being bad. So we're going to tell you tonight, the ladies going to tell you, Lawrence, and all your counterparts, why you're being bad.
Mm-hmm.
What if the type of conversation doesn't happen with my brothers?
You are your brother's keeper. Figure out how to make
and
it.
And I understand that, but you can only as Trina said, you can only pour into a vessel that wants to be poured into. And at some
the ones that have the wisdom need to start talking to the younger ones to get them in order. Because as men, you all see the brothers that are out of order. You know the friends of yours that don't do women right. All men got friends that they know that do junk and garbage. Just like females, we have friends that we know are side chicks and sleep around and all types of stuff. We know that, so we know that you all know the same thing. You just choose not to talk about it. We will pull our girlfriend to the carpet. She might get mad with us, but we'll say it. You all don't say it. You laugh about it. Yo, something else. No, it's not something else. Talk to him about how he's treating women. That's not right.
Right.
But we don't always see it. Like, if there's any,
No.
You know your friends, Lawrence. Everybody knows.
Yes, I know my friends, but I'm not on a date with my friend. I'm not on a conversation with him. So what he does in that private time or that private space with his significant other, I'm not always privy to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way as if – go ahead.
But if you hear the same story with the last 10 women, then you know, hey, bro, you keep doing the same old thing. It ain't her. Don't call me talking about this, that, and the third. You can say the same thing with the last 10 women.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't call each other out. Y'all just say it's none of my business and go on. But you'll say something if it's your sister, your daughter, or something like that.
Right. Right. And sometimes you all want to speak up.
But you know what? Some of them do, because as soon as a man is interested in their sister, cousin, niece, and they know how that man is, they'll say, "Nah, bro, not her. Nah, yo, leave my sister, leave my niece alone." So
right.
You can
right.
do it in that situation.
Exactly. Right, Trina. Tell them, girls.
That's right.
So, I mean, I guess for the sake of the conversation, how do we get better that we're not always the feature on every talk show, every Facebook post, every Instagram post? Like, how do we get better? And so is it just having a family meeting or just having a conversation? Is it being more intentional when you get into a relationship, looking past hips, lips, and fingertips or nice legs or breasts or, you know, like, how do we get there?
It's about being everything. Honest. We're in a world. Yeah. Be honest. Be honest.
See,
that's all we ask. It's from the get-go. Lord, think about it. it's from the get-go. A man said to a woman, you know, I'm really in a place right now. I just got out of a relationship. I'm still trying to deal with what I'm dealing with, but I got needs. So I'm still looking for somebody that I can have sex with on a regular basis. If that's what you're interested in,
right,
then I'm good with that. But otherwise, I'm not interested in a relationship. Now, if you're okay with that, then we can continue and be friends and things like that. But don't expect me to get into a relationship. If a man is honest, but that's not how it goes, Lawrence. That's not how it goes. People talk a good game. I got a relationship. You know, I'm really used to being in relationships. I really would like somebody who could be honest with me. You know, she did blah, 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 blah. I need a woman who could do blah, blah, blah. And all a woman hears is, this is how it's a good man. She did him wrong. I could be better than what she did. I'm a show him how a man should be treated. And she puts her all into him.
Yeah.
He's not even ready. He's not even mentally ready. So the first time she breaks down and she sleep with him, then he's done with her. He's done.
Right.
And she don't even realize it. And now she put her all into it. And now she's all hurt up because she thought that this was going to be the one. And then after he sleep with her, he said, you know, now I realize I'm really not ready.
Right.
What?
So let me say this.
You can start
ahead,
a movement. Start a, you know, I think men, they can start a movement. Listen, men know how to do what they want to do. They know how to get stuff done. You had a million men in D.C. marching. They can start a Let's Get Better Brother movement or something.
Right.
T-shirts, forms, focus groups, all of it. Because we do need our men, but we need healthy relationships. And if men work on that, they also would be helping women as well, because there's a lot of women that suffer with low self-esteem. They can say, look, sis, nah, I don't want that. You ain't got, you know, blah, blah, blah. They ain't what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Help them have some standards. But
right.
And like you said, killing, you know, you don't know. This type of thing influences all types of relationships. You know,
yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Just, it'll influence their father-son relationship. It'll influence uncle and nephew. It'll even influence the child whose father is missing in their lives. You know, I look at and I think about the young ladies and how they just are okay with exposing themselves on the internet and taking these pictures of showing their bodies because they think that's what men want. Like Trina said, if the paradigm is changed and the conversation is switched from when they're younger and bring them up differently, then I'm sure that it would influence the change and men wouldn't get bashed as much. Men would be looked upon as the rock of the black community versus right now the miserable part that drives a woman crazy.
And that's perfectly understandable. So my next question is going to be, and maybe we should go to a quick commercial break, but I'm going to say this to give y'all something to think about when we come back. And so you're saying be honest. Right? You're saying tell the truth about what you want, but can you handle the truth that you hear? And if that man is only interested in one segment at this time, is that enough for you to deal with it? Or are you just going to cut him off because he gave you his truth? And I say it on the basis of this. I had a conversation with a couple last night, and they said to me, and they were both the same gender. And the one lady said to me, I don't care anything about her past. I only care about where she is right now. That's where we're going to start when we come back, okay? That's what. Can you handle that truth about me, my past, what I've been through, what I've dealt with? If I say to you what you mentioned earlier, can you handle that?
Why do I need to?
Attention Baltimore and surrounding area residents, if you're looking for a new career opportunity to work for a company with weekly pay and fast advancements, Next Level Marketing is looking for field agents who are outspoken, self-driven, yet have a team member mindset. You're going to be speaking to their clients about saving hundreds of dollars a month on their smart energy choices. If this is you, why don't you contact the employment hotline by calling 443-703-6081 or go to MWHYLLC.com and visit the Now Hiring page. Again, that number is 443-703-6081 and tell them that you heard about this opportunity on A Different Identity Radio. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Trina, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Lou Stevens with Lou Stevens Glam Squad. I started the business 26 years ago, and we've grown it to have more than 20 stylists and over 3,000 weddings now under our belts. We're an amazing team to come out and do hair and makeup for your wedding day on location here in the Richmond area or on location for destination weddings anywhere. Also, we have a training academy, Glam Squad Academy, for stylists that would like to learn how to do what we do and become one of our glammies. So if you're interested in booking us to come out and do your wedding, or you'd like to become a glammy, please just give us a call at 804-305-3965 or go ahead and reach us online at loustevens.com.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12, call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
Looking for fun, fashionable jewelry? Go online to JB.com where you'll find everything you want from classy to trendy to boho chic all in one place. JB.com has everything a girl would want at prices you'll love. We add new items daily to keep it fresh and exciting. Go to JAEBEE.com today and enter your email for 20% off your first order. That's JAEBEE.com.
Folks, welcome back to A Different Identity, Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. Trina, thank you so much for staying on the line and joining tonight's conversation. So I guess, Pam, if you want to go ahead and jump in, because I know I'm sure you got a lot to say, because you look like you got some steam coming from your head over there.
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, when at the age that I'm at now, If whatever you did in your past does not influence my future, I really don't care. I really don't care. If it's not involving me right now, I don't really care what you did with Jane, Michelle, Nicole, and Kim. I don't care. That has nothing to do with me, and don't treat me as such. So I shouldn't have to deal with your past, or even if it be a big dramatic thing about in my past, blah, 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 happened. I don't care. I really don't care.
But what I'm saying is you're asking these things of men, right? And I think understanding where a person has been, and I'm not saying you got to go into all of the details. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is understanding. And one of the parts of the conversation I had last night with these two ladies is they basically said sometimes the things that she does hurts. And that was the part that clicked, because it's like, why are you going to wait till you get hurt about something to realize that there's an issue? So why not find out? Why not talk about it? Why not address it? Why not just get it out?
Because guess what? You getting out stuff. See, that's another thing. Back to what Trina said. If I'm just dating you I don't need for you to impede my mind and fill me up full of your foolishness, and you're not even going to be around. I don't want that garbage clogging up my system, and you're not even going to be around. Please, I don't need that. I got enough issues of my own. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, listen, spread some light, you know, some joy on this.
You know, another thing, too, as a woman, honestly, no, it's not easy hearing the truth. It's not. And all of us say we want to know. We say that in a sweet way, so you'll tell us, and then we go off when you do. It's true. But here's the thing. I don't think a man should be concerned with that. We're talking about no more games. So if you want to share your truth and she can't handle it, then maybe that means she's not the one for you. And then where is his self-esteem? Because before the commercial, you were saying something like, well, what if he tells her the truth and it becomes a problem, an issue? Okay, then what's the concern? Is he afraid he's going to lose her, she's going to leave? Well, then let her go. If that's the case, that's not the one for you. So do you hide your truth just because you see something you want and you don't want her to know because you're afraid to lose it? Or do you have a healthy dose of self-esteem as a man and just realize that if she can't handle all of me that I want to share with her, then I'm not even going to waste my time and invest my time here because it's all going to blow up into a pile of smoke eventually when it does come out.
Absolutely, and I understand your points, and I think that they're very valid. I just can't see, and I'm only speaking for me, I would never, even though I'm visually attracted to women, to whatever, I would never walk up to her and say, my intention is just to sleep with you. The rest of the stuff we can get to when we get to it. Because I think that
we're not saying that initial conversation. We're not saying right then and there, because that's going to turn a lot of women off. We're not saying right then and there, okay, because that's the first time you meet them. But we're talking about when you exchange numbers and you're on that call and you're talking and you're getting to know each other and you're talking like you want a relationship when that's not your intention.
Right.
We're saying be honest on that phone conversation, not necessarily when you meet me and we're just casually talking and deciding to exchange numbers, because we could become good friends. But let me know that I'm going to be a good friend and that's it on a phone conversation. Be honest.
And I get that. Yeah, and I'm not saying on the first day or the fifth time that we talk on the phone, I'm still not going to be comfortable saying that that's all that I want. And again, that might be somebody else, but that's not me.
So when the conversation comes up, what are you looking for? And if a woman says, well, I mean,
breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, right there the guy can say, well, you know, I'm not sure marriage is something I want to do. I'm just trying to date, or I'm just looking for friends, or I'm not looking for anything heavy. I just got out of something. That's the time to say that. Not, oh, yeah, I'm ready for love and I want to be married too. And then you're inconsistency is the most consistent thing that she finds about you.
I think when you meet somebody, I think that your intent is always going to be good. I think you'll mess it up by having that type of conversation saying, I only want this. Because I think that when you get to a point in the relationship where you start to gel, where you start to see that this person has your back and is going to hold you down and is investing into you, helping you to see the better part, the better you, and it starts to reciprocate, where you're now seeing the best of each other, that's the point that I think you need to get to. Versus the just sleeping with somebody or just saying, hey, I just want somebody I can fool around with. Like, I think that that's young and that's immature, and
it's not going to get you anywhere at any part of the conversation. You should never be able
to tell a woman that's all I want.
Mm-mm. That's not young and immature. Actually, it's smart
it
and
is.
wise. because it's giving her a chance to decide if that's what she wants to do. You know how many women out here that really that's all they want themselves? They're not interested in a relationship. They want boy toys. They like boy toys. So if you want a boy toy, that's the opportunity.
They call them F-boys.
No, but at our age, we call them boy toys. F-boys are for young girls. Sorry. We've grown up. We call them boy toys.
So, Lawrence, what do you do? Lawrence, what do you do when you find that female that you just described, you're vibing with, she's showing she has your back? You haven't said that you're not interested in anything serious because you don't want to mess up whatever this good thing is that you're getting out of this situation. So that leaves you open to possibly meeting another attractive woman. And you're not committed to this one woman that's showing you everything. So, hey, I'm just vibing with this other woman, too, and seeing what she's talking about, what's up there. And she's even nicer. She's even prettier. She's even more supportive. Nothing wrong with the other person. So now I'm just kind of vibing with them both. And then here comes the third person. Next thing you know, you have a rotation going on, and you have no intention on committing to any of them, and you know that and knew that from the beginning. And y'all do that. That's why y'all don't want to tell nobody nothing up front, because you want to, I don't even want to say sort your royal oats. I don't know what it's called today. It's just out
they
of control.
Like a mix. They just like a mix. They like a mix. They like, you know, something about this one gets me going, and then it's something about this one that gets me going. But each one is lacking something that the other one has, so I like it. So I just keep a couple of them around to fill in the gap when I can just be upfront and honest and tell them, look, I'm just in the dating thing, and for me, dating is me going out with several different women at a time. If that's not what you went to, I'm okay with that. We can be friends and be cool, and I would appreciate that. I'm sure most women would. Tell me that.
No.
Because dating,
no.
Dating is different for everybody. Dating
and
they date one man, and some of them date a bunch of men at one time.
She's right, Lawrence. And in the minute one of those three women catch feelings, or two out of the three catch feelings, then it's, well, wait a minute. I didn't say that it was this, that, or the third, or we were having this or that, but you're given the impression, you're leading people on, you're stringing them on. You didn't say it wasn't when you were asked specifically. It's too stressful. It's stressful. And it's unnecessary.
Y'all are killing me.
You think, Lawrence, I think you would be surprised at the women these days, today, especially over 40, because we've experienced a lot at that point. We've gone through marriages, we've gone through divorces, we've gone through raising children. Now we don't have children at home, so we have the empty nest. We've gone through a lot at that point. So now we're making decisions for ourselves. What's best for ourselves, and every woman thinks differently. Some women want relationships. Some women want to get married. Some women just want long term. They don't want that marriage thing no more. Some of them just want to date. They enjoy that mix of going out with this one, that one, and having an assortment. Whereas there's other women who just want boy toys.
Y'all are killing me softly. Y'all are just killing me.
I told you you were going to get so up tonight. I told you when I saw the
Whatever.
Trina, he mad. He mad.
It's true, though. The truth. And none of his brothers called
the
helpers.
It ain't just the truth
because y'all said. Like, what? Where you supported. Right. Where your brothers at to support you? They left you right out there in the world. See how y'all do?
They probably watching football. They watching football right now.
Please, it's preseason. It's not that serious.
Well, folks, it looks like we are out of time, but never out of things to talk about. Let me give a special, special thank you to Trina. Thank you, as always, for joining and adding your clinician point of view to tonight's program. We certainly appreciate
that,
Pamela.
Yeah, Trina, love you, girl. Love you. Love you, Trina. And before we go, I need to give a special, I don't know if you heard, but Anna Renault passed away yesterday.
Oh, no. No, I did not.
We honored her at the first I Inspired to Write author explosion that I had about 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
And she passed away yesterday. And it truly broke my heart to hear about it. And I just wanted to send some special regards and prayers out to her family because this was her ninth battle with cancer. And unfortunately, this time she passed away.
Gotcha. Well, we definitely observe a moment of silence, and we definitely send our prayers and our thoughts to her family during this difficult time, and not just her family, but to all of the families who are definitely dealing with a loss in their family. Definitely our prayers and support from Pam and myself and the Different Identity Radio certainly go out to each and every one of you. Folks, again, we're out of time, but never out of things to talk about. Again, Trina, thank you so much. Pam, thank you for the wonderful insight that you've shared. It's so valuable and it's so needed in this relationship climate. I just don't know where I would be without you. Good night.
When you know better, you do better. Good night, everybody.